This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union is accusing AstraZeneca of a flagrant violation of its contract to rapidly build up coronavirus vaccine production capacity in the bloc as it began legal action against the drug giant Wednesday. The EU is suing in a bid to force it to deliver 90 million more doses of its COVID-19 vaccine before July, arguing it failed and its contractual duty by handling over only a quarter of what it promised for the first quarter of 2021. AstraZeneca delivered only 30 million out of the 120 million it was contracted to supply. The company claims the contract only stipulated it make best reasonable efforts and that production was hit by unavoidable delays. But a lawyer for the EU argued in court Wednesday a Dutch AstraZeneca plant continued for several weeks last year to supply Britain and markets other than the EU, failing to make the best effort to step up production at its EU site. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's former top advisor told lawmakers Wednesday the British government failed the public by not having adequate planning in place for the coronavirus pandemic. Dominic Cummings, who stepped down in December, apologized for the inadequate response to the crisis when it emerged early last year. COVID-19 has claimed nearly 128,000 lives in Britain, the fifth highest official death toll in the world. Cummings says the response got off to a slow start, and he says many government officials were skiing in the middle of February. He claims it wasn't until the last week of February that there was any sense of urgency. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Wednesday rejected the criticism and said he does not accept Cummings' accusation that government inaction led to unnecessary deaths. This is VOA News. Heavy rain and a high tide lashed parts of eastern India and neighboring Bangladesh as a cyclone pushed ashore Wednesday in an area where more than 1 million people have evacuated during a devastated coronavirus surge. Cyclone Yaas already has caused two deaths and damaged homes as heavy rains pound West Bengal states before the storm made landfall late in the morning. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Egypt on Wednesday on the next leg of a diplomatic mission aimed at shoring up a ceasefire that ended an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. Blinken scheduled to hold talks with Egypt's president as well as its foreign minister and the country's chief spy. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin have agreed to meet next month in Geneva. It's a face-to-face encounter the White House hopes will help bring some predictability to a fraught relationship that's only worsened in the first months of the Democratic administration. The June 16th summit is being tacked on to the end of Biden's first international trip as president. He'll also visit Britain for a meeting of a group of seven world leaders and attend a NATO summit in Brussels. The agenda is expected to include discussion of Russian action in neighboring Ukraine, this week's forced diversion of a Lithuanian-bound flight by Russian ally Belarus, efforts by both nations to stem the coronavirus pandemic, and more. A family-friendly street festival, musical performances, and a moment of silence were held Tuesday to honor George Floyd and mark the year since he died at the hands of Minneapolis police. Events were held in downtown Minneapolis and at an intersection where Floyd died, as well as in New York, Los Angeles, and internationally. Members of Floyd's family also met with U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, who both urged passage of a bill in Floyd's name that would ban chokeholds and make other changes to policing. Former officer Derek Chauvin was convicted in April of murdering George Floyd. Three other former officers await trial on aiding and abetting charges. Tokyo 2020 president said on Tuesday she does not expect a U.S. advisory against travel to Japan due to coronavirus concerns to affect the Tokyo Olympics. The U.S. State Department's Do Not Travel Advisory and guidance for Japan this week did not mention the Olympics specifically, but warned against visiting the country now. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said travelers should avoid all travel to Japan. It added that due to the current situation, even fully vaccinated travelers may be at risk for getting and spreading COVID-19 variants. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.